In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher, with me, your host, Muhammad. Please stay with us. Today's story, The Life and Character of Allama Sayyid Muhammad Hussein Fadlullah. Dear listeners, one of the great Lebanese Shia Maraji and eminent researcher is Ayatollah Allama Sayyid Muhammad Hussein Fadlullah. Allama Fadlullah is considered as the spiritual father of Hezbollah of Lebanon. Allama Fadlullah was born in 1936 or 37 in Najaf. His father, Sayyid Abdul Rauf Fadlullah, was one of the religious maraji of Iraq. When Allama Fadlullah was 9 years old, he began studying seminary courses. He learned some of the courses of the Islamic seminary under the tutelage of his father. He attended the lectures of great maraji of that time, such as Ayatollah Abul Qasim Khoui, Ayatollah Sayyid Mohsen Hakim, Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahrudi, and Ayatollah Hussein Helli. He learned philosophy from Ayatollah Bad Kubayi, as well as Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Baqir Sadr.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and assalamu alaikum to you all dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm Atta, the producer of the program The Teacher. Now, this moment of today's episode of The Teacher, I would like to invite you to listen to George Galloway, who is talking about the late Allama Sayyid Muhammad Hussein Fazlullah. Please stay with us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk about the late Sayyid Fadlallah, who was a very great figure, not here in Lebanon, not even only in the Islamic world, but he became an international figure of very great importance. And it's not an accident that we remember the attempt, murderous attempt by the United States of America to assassinate the late Sayyid because of his importance. The martyrdom of more than 80 people and the wounding of hundreds of people was a great crime for which, by the way, the United States has not yet been held responsible and has not yet atoned for. Maybe we should have a tribunal, international tribunal, into the assassination of so many souls. But by the grace of God, they did not succeed in ending the life of Sayyid Fadlallah, who went on to become a theologian and humanitarian of the very highest rank. I recall that on his passing, the British ambassador, no less, was disciplined by the British government for telling a small fraction of the truth about the late Sayyid and his importance. So he was, as someone myself who entered the Muslim world through Lebanon, in 1977 I came to Lebanon for the first time. And I fell in love with the country and with the culture and with the religions here, and I knew from those days the importance of the late Sayyid, and of course, though he has passed away, his influence, his greatness, his dominating presence is, I think, eternal. Certainly it will last for centuries, his importance to religious life and to social and political life here in Lebanon and across the Arab world.
What do you see? Tell me, what do you taste? Tell me, what do you hear when I whisper your name? You see through my eyes and turn me away. In madness, you'd spiral if I did the same. Ooh, my love, I'm waiting. Ooh, my love, I'm calling.
IRIB, English love, Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
Shadowless, you don't see me. Shadowless, bright as I can be. Shadowless, when you don't see me. I shine, but you're shadowless, you don't see me. Shadowless, bright as I can be. Shadowless, when you don't see me.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. After returning to Lebanon in 1966, Allama Fadlullah expanded his scientific, cultural, and social activities, and by holding sessions of tafsir of the Quran, religious and moral sermons, and Q&A sessions, Allama Fadlullah played a crucial role in the intellectual and religious developments of Lebanon. Establishment of an Islamic seminary by the name of Al-Ma'had al-Shar'i al-Islami, with the goal of training students of religious sciences, was another cultural and scientific service of Allama Fadlullah. Allama Fadlullah had the task of teaching principles of jurisprudence and jurisprudence at the Kharij level in this school. Many of the personalities of the Islamic resistance movement of Lebanon are the ones educated in this school. Shahid Sheikh Raghib Harb was one of the first students of this school. Allama Fadlullah also founded an Islamic seminary for women in Beirut.
I have always said, be outstanding students. I don't want you to merely pass your studies and your courses. I want you to be outstanding, for you have the potential to be so. Work harder, think more, be more absorbed in your scientific studies, and you will be outstanding. Others do have minds, but their minds are not made from gold, while ours are made from silver. We have golden minds, but we should not oppress them, freeze them, or bury them in mud by thinking about things that are of no value. Try to outdo yourselves. If you pass this year with a certain rank, next year you have to earn a better one. And I believe that you can, if you lessen your interest in having fun and preoccupying yourselves in things that you benefit nothing from. Let the period you spend in studying be a period of academic emergency.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Dear listeners, Allama Sayyid Muhammad Hussein Fadlullah, one of the great Shia figures, was a close friend of Shaheed Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Baqir Sadr. He especially cooperated with him in political and organizational issues. After returning to his homeland, Allama Fadlullah proposed a plan to establish a political Islamic movement in Lebanon. When Lebanon was under the attack of the Zionist regime, youths influenced by Allama Fadlullah launched a scattered and non-organizational Islamic resistance movement. This movement, which the Hezbollah of Lebanon today is one of the most organized and main subdivisions of it, was always intellectually and politically fed by Allama Fadlullah.
يا أبا عبد الله اذكرنا عند ربك واشفع لنا عند ربك.
O Abu Abdullah, Imam al-Hussein, mention us when you meet Allah and intercede for us. We will be with you forever. We will not practice the customs and traditions that you reject. O Abu Abdullah, you never once wanted us to use our swords to hit our heads, but rather you wanted us to direct them against our enemies. You wanted us to make the backs of the enemies and not our backs bleed. O Abu Abdullah, you wanted us to carry the message with all its civilized meanings, to prove to the people, just as you, your grandfather, your father, your brother, and your mother had proven, that Islam represents civilization in its entirety to the world, and it represents a strength for man. Moreover, it elevates the status of man in knowledge, reason, awareness, and jihad.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. The status of Allama Fadlullah in the Islamic Resistance Movement of Lebanon caused him to be kidnapped once and four times, for him to be victim of failed assassination attempts. Allama Fadlullah had good relations with the officials of the Islamic Republic of Iran. His son had said that his father, Allama Fadlullah, had said that even if I am disrespected or insulted or they try to kill me, I will not stop supporting Iran. This is because Allama Fadlullah believed that Iran was the representative of Islam and the front of the Ahlul Bayt and the main opponent of a world arrogance. Ayatollah Khamenei had installed him as one of the real members of the Ahlul Bayt World Assembly and was very much fond of him. Ultimately, Allama Sayyid Muhammad Hussein Fadlullah passed away on July 4, 2010. After his demise, Ayatollah Khamenei sent a message of condolence. May Allah bless Allama Fadlullah and elevate his ranks. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Allama Fadlullah. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.